But murdered? That couldn't be. They still didn't know what had happened to Claire's mother, but no one had ever been killed in this tranquil place, not in recent memory. Folks here didn't even lock their doors at night. If the community had more deaths than some, that was because it had more seniors. The old cloying fear welled up, making it hard for Vivian to breathe, let alone talk. After two attempts to clear her throat, she managed to find her voice.
Who discovered him?
Gertie. The clicking sound George made with his tongue was shorthand for, "This makes it even worse." When he didn't come home, she drove over to see what was keeping him. You know how close they are. Were, he corrected. The scene when she walked in was... He shook his head.
She got there too late?
Claire asked this question. Vivian was still chasing words around the vortex of panic in her head. George lowered his voice. She found him lying in a pool of blood, beaten senseless. He died before he could tell her anything. The hair on the back of Vivian's neck stood on end. Beaten senseless. Who could hate Pat enough to kill him, and in such a violent manner? No one from Pineview. He was popular, jovial, well-liked. Did this tragedy mean what she thought it might?
Do they know who did it?
Claire beat Vivian to the question that was uppermost in her mind. It was obviously important to Claire, too, and it wasn't hard to guess why, not with a mother who'd been missing for nearly two decades.
I don't think so, George replied. Maybe that would be different if we had cell phone service here, but we don't. And if the sheriff knows anything, he's not talking.
Sheriff King happened to be Vivian's next-door neighbor, so she knew him, at least a little. He wasn't the type to divulge details until he was good and ready, especially if doing so might jeopardize a case. Miles was a by-the-book kind of cop. He was also a handsome widower with a 13-year-old daughter. He'd asked Vivian out on occasion, but she'd never accepted. Claire said she was crazy for rejecting him, but she was still trying to get over Rex McCready, her brother's best friend who'd entered WITSEC, witness protection, when she did. Besides, she was afraid to get too close to anyone who was unaware of her real situation, for fear her past would come crashing into her present, just like it seemed to be doing today.
How do you know all this?
There. She'd found her voice again. She'd also come to her feet.
My route covers the whole lake.
He gestured toward Crystal Lake, even though they couldn't see it from this part of town. Claire's house was artsy in a hippie sort of way, but it was located on the poor side of Pineview. Claire started to speak, but Vivian plowed over her.
You were at the scene?
I was. So was the coroner, the sheriff, some detectives and forensic techs from the county. Boy, were they a grim bunch. The sheriff was downright stone-faced.
For good reason. Heedless of the hair clippings that remained on the floor, Claire set her broom aside.
Is he the one who told you about Pat?
No, Cece Larson did. When Gertie found him, she ran to Cece's to use the phone.
But Cece's house is a quarter of a mile from those rentals, Claire said.
Having lived here her whole life, she knew every street, every alley, every empty field and rental cabin. She'd searched them all at some point for her mother. He adjusted his bag to redistribute the weight.
She didn't want to go to another rental for fear of who might be there. You can understand.
Wrinkling his nose, he added,
Cece and I watched him cart out the body.
This is terrible,
Vivian muttered, but she wasn't really thinking about what she was saying. She was wondering if the panic intensifying her sadness over Pat's death was justified, or simply an echo of an earlier time.
I tried to get a few more details from the sheriff, but it was useless, George said. He told me he's investigating the incident, and that he'll know more later. He also said everything will be okay, but I don't see how it can ever be okay for Gertie. The sheriff had answered.